Okay, Morav Rabotai. We're learning Yeridei Simon Sadi Gimel. Yesterday when we learned, so we focused on the Tosfos, where Tosfos says that the reason why the Gezer of Eino Ben Yomo, Atu Ben Yomo applies to the Keli, but does not apply to the food, Zok Tosfos, that's because the Keli absorbed Isser, but the food didn't absorb Isser. The food absorbed something that was Heter Mitchilaso. And we noted that the Pashtus, the Prima Gadim, know that the Pashtus in Tosfos is that Tosfos is saying that the only time you make a Gezer of Eino Ben Yomo Atu Ben Yomo is by Yisura Bala, is when it absorbed Isser, but when something absorbed Heter, there's no din of Eino Ben Yomo Atu Ben Yomo, and as such, you'd be allowed to use the same dishes for Milchiks and Fleishiks, just providing that you always keep track that 24 hours have elapsed, and we know that that was the Shita of Ara'ah. This seems to be rejected, but that's the way the That's the sheet of the Ra'an, that seems to be the Pashtus in Tosis. Reb Chaim Cohen had a different beer in Tosis. Now, once we're talking about the distinction between Hetera Bola and Isura Bola, so we can kind of segue into another place where we see a distinction between Hetera Bola and Isura Bola, and that is the sheet of the Rashba that is quoted in the Tor, and is quoted also in the Taz in Sifkatan Beis. Right? The din is that, or I shouldn't say the din, but the Rashba says, I have to be careful, the Rashba says that if I have a fleshik pot, and then I cook vegetables in my fleshik pot, bisho ba yirakos, so zok the Rashba, I'm allowed to subsequently cook milchiks in that pot. Right, that's what the Rashba says. And the Pashtus in the Rashba, the way he phrases it, is that because it is hetera bola, that's why it's permitted. And the makar for the Rashba is that same Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Ayin Vav, where the Gemara comes on to a distinction ultimately of hetera bala versus isura bala. But earlier in the Gemara says ko yom v'yom nas giol lachaverai. Let's explain. Right, the Gemara has a stira. On the one hand, the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah tells me that I have to kasher items based on the way they absorb. And therefore, a spit, that's like a long stick that you use to cook, let's say, a pig. No, what are those things called in Hawaii? Where they, a luau or something? Where you have like a pig that goes around and around on the stick? If you have that, according to the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, you need libun. In fact, the Gemara, but how come the Mishnah in Zvachim says that the Shpudim Askelaos only require Hagala? Right? That's the Gemara's Kasha. So, ultimately, the Gemara answers that there's a difference between Hetera Bala and Yisura Bala. However, the stage one of the Gemara is that we say, Ko Yom V'Yom Nasa Giol L'Chaveray, which means that every single day in the Beis HaMikdash they cook Karbanos again and again. And therefore, ko yom v'yom nasa giol l'chaveiro, therefore whatever was in the keli, right, will come out al yaday the cooking the next day. And that gemara of ko yom v'yom nasa giol l'chaveiro, that gemara is the makar for this Rashba that is so famous over here. Whew. Okay, interesting. Interesting Rashba, based on Koyom B'Yom Nasa Giyol L'Chaveiro. Apparently, even though the Gemara in Avodah Zarah moved away from that answer, but the Rashba feels that that answer is not entirely rejected, and therefore I can rely on that answer in these cases. Now, La Halacha, do I hold of this Rashba? If I have a keli that absorbed fleishiks, and then I cook vegetables in it, can I now cook milchiks in that keli? If you could, that would be awesome, no? Because that would really mean that you don't need separate pots, right? Because I cooked fleishiks in my pot, then I cooked pasta in the pot, chick-chack, boom, gewaldic, right? That would be kind of amazing. It's not pasha that the Rashba is rejected. The Tor is Mekayim the Rashba. Now, this is the same Tor who is not opposed to arguing on certain Rishonim. For example, the Baha Itur Shita. The Baha Itur said that if I have a Kedera that absorbed Basar, and then I cook Cholav in that Kedera, so the Baha Itur says something that sounds like you can subsequently cook whatever you want in that pot. Maybe this is the type of thing that, like, oh my gosh, pull out my hair, what's going on here, right? In other words, it absorbs fleishiks, then I cook milk, right? So I would say you're a real bum and a jerk and, like, start giving you all these Yiddish imprecations. But the Baal HaHaTorah says, no, you know what you did? You kashered a pot. You cooked milchiks in the fleishik pot, now it's kosher, right? So the Torah says, Baal HaHaTorah, nice guy, all of that, you're dead wrong, right? That's what the Torah says. With respect to the Rashba, the Torah does not say you're dead wrong. And the pashtus is that the Torah is being mekayim this Rashba, although the Torah rejects the Baal HaHaTorah. However, the Bet Yosef over here points out that we reject the Rashba also. The Bet Yosef comments that the Rashba is against a Taisus on Kuf Yud Beis, is against the Rush, is against the Sefer Truma. He piles up the Rishonim, so he says that we reject the Rashba. The Shach Lahalacha seems to reject the Baal HaHaTorah and accept the Rashba. This is a Shach in the Nekudas HaKesef over here. V'afareshet Sichati. You see, the Taz in Sifkatin Aleph has I don't want to say lengthy essay, because we've seen some lengthy essays of the Taz. This is a semi-lengthy essay that the Taz has to be Mekayim the Rashba. Remember, the Torah asks on the Rashba, Rashba, a Kli Cheres, you're cooking milchiks in a Kli Cheres, and it's going to become kosher? Doesn't the Gemara Psachim say, Kli Cheres eina yotze midoi dofio la'olam, that Kli Cheres absorbs, midi chazin lehuda midayisi, since you see that the outside of the Kli Cheres is wet, it's like moist, that means that the moisture went through and through, so the Kli Cheres becomes treif. So how could it be that the Kli Cheres can become kosher? That's the kasha that the Torah asked on the Rashba, the Torah asked on the Baal HaHaTorah, pardon me. So the Taz answers, you know what? I have an answer to the Baal HaHaTorah. What the Baal HaHaTorah means is that min ha-tayra you could kasher a kli cheres. Midirabonin you shouldn't. No? So the Taz defends the Baal HaHaTorah, right? In other words, min ha-tayra, the din of kli cheres in the yotzim de dofya la'olam is only formulated with respect to kodshim. For chulin, ain't no such din, says the Taz. And therefore, I can kasher a kli cheres, according to Baal HaHaTorah. Wow. I could even kasher it by making it what would seem to be more treif. That's already razzle-dazzle. But the Taz defends the Baal HaHaTorah. Nonetheless, the Taz does not really like the Rashba. Because at the end, the Taz basically says that maybe the Rashba is only talking about a situation where you cook the vegetables kishiyur shebishlu bo basar, right? Which there's a machlekes what that means, right? In other words, what the Taz is saying is that even the Rashba who says I can kasher my fleishik pat by cooking vegetables, right? Maybe there's a distinction between a kli cheres and between a metal pot, right? The Beis Yosef suggests that. But ultimately, the Taz says that we don't really hold like this Rashba, and even the Rashba is only talking about a situation where you cook the vegetables kishiyur shebishlu bo basar. What does that mean? Look in Reb 5, Obadei HaShulchan, page Reish Chaf. He points out that according to the Prima Godin, what this means is that the same amount of time that you cooked it. Right? In other words, right, when the Gemara says, the Makar of the Rashba is Ko Yom B'Yom Nasa Giyol LaChaveray. Every day they cook karbanis, and presumably they're cooking the same piece of meat, so you have a recipe that you cook the meat for 40 minutes. So it's always the same amount of time. The Prima Godin understands that when the Taz says it has to be the same shear, it means the shear of Zman. The Yad Yehuda says it means the shear of the Kamos Hamayim. Right? Sometimes I could cook a pot and it could be all the way full. Sometimes I could cook a pot, it could be halfway full. Right? Presumably in the Mikdash, they did the same each time. But Bekitzur HaMa'asa, the Taz seems to defend the Baal HaHaTorah, and he's not really so defensive of the Rashba. Right? The Shach is punkt fakert. The Shach writes in the Kudas HaKesef on the Taz Sifkatan Aleph, where he defends the Baal HaHaTorah. He says, why the heck are you defending Baal HaHaTorah? We don't paskin like the Baal HaHaTorah. Right? That's the Shach Torah. Now, by the way, it's not such a question on the Taz. Because the Taz's methodology, we've pointed out many times, is he's Turei Zahav. Meaning he views himself as being a Mefarish as much on the Torah as he is on the Shulchan Aruch. Right? So, okay. Right? And maybe he's just saying a shtickle terror to defend the shita of the Baal HaIter. He doesn't hold that way. But the Shach is masik. He says, we don't pass like the Baal HaIter, so why are you wasting paper? That's one ha'ara. But then when it comes to the Rashba, so the Shach says with respect to the Rashba, right? The Shach says with respect to the Rashba that we really hold like the Rashba. The Torah likes the Rashba, so I like the Rashba. Even though the Beis Yosef rejects it, he's miyashev. He's miyashev all the kashas. And the Shach then says that he thinks what the Rashba means is that there's a hagola going on here. There's a hagola. That when I cook the vegetables, after I cook the flesh, I'm really kashering the pot. Mali, if I kasher the pot, al yidei cooking water. Mali, if I cook vegetables, vegetables also have water that you're cooking it in, and that's a hagola. Now, the Badei HaShulchan points out that he doesn't think it's so reasonable that you're really doing a hagola over here. Because if you're really doing a hagola over here, how come the Rashba only makes his comment about Hetera Bala? He should make his comment about Yisura Bala as well. But Hayotze is as follows, okay? The Tur likes the Rashba, does not like the Baal HaIter. That's what the Shach comes out. I like the Rashba, I don't like the Baal HaIter. The Taz comes out punkt fakert, no? The Taz seems like he likes the Baal HaIter, not the Rashba. La Halacha, Reb Feivel and the Badei HaShulchan Taina, Baal HaIter is pretty much rejected. Zulas in cases of very, very significant hefsid, like we spoke about with the Chacham Tzvi and others, maybe we mitzaref the Baal HaIter and do Hagolas Gimel Pa'amim, that's already a different conversation. But the Baal HaIter is pretty much rejected. Certainly, we're going to reject the Baal HaIter in the case when I have a fleshik pot and I cook milk in it, that can't kashra the pot. Ein kategar nasa sanegar. No? The chalav makes basar asar. It can't be Heksher. There's also a discussion, by the way, in Hilchos Heksher Kalim, that I hope we'll get to, that maybe Heksher Kalim can only be done with Mayim. Maybe you can't use Shar Mashkim la Heksher Kalim. Maybe that's part of the unwritten conversation. But the Badei HaShulchan Paskins, Baal HaIter, rejected. Rashba! You could use the Rashba as a sniff la Hakel when there's another Svara. Now, it would seem, therefore, la halacha, and this is my meridik echidish. Ready, gentlemen? Ready? This is good. There's a kula that, this is going to be good. If I have a fleshik pot, and I cooked vegetables in that fleshik pot, and there was linas laila, heter gomor, to use that fleshik pot for mochiks. Because linas laila is a rashi in the rabbeinu tam anayin vav in avodah zarah, that makes it a shulchan aruch. It's not rejected in Gans and Linus Laila, no? Lecha Ora, you could be, right? There's a truba of the Chesed Lavram that Reb Feivel quotes, that you can use the Rashba of Haklashas Ha'isser, Ayyadei Bisho Yerakos, right? That the basar in the pot becomes weakened because I cook the vegetables after, if I have another Snifla Hakel. That would mean, Lecha Ora, that it's going to be Heter Gomor to use your Fleshik pot that you cooked vegetables in after Linus Laila. This is not so uncommon. It could happen, no? It could really happen very often. Again, it's not the type of thing that you mention as a matter of course, but if you get this information, L'cha'ora should be Heter Gomer based on this Rashba, because although some reject the Rashba, Beis Yosef rejects the Rashba, Masha rejects the Rashba, but we could rely on it with another sniff. Yes, sir?
If Linus Laila makes it in the new more regular she goes, right?
Yes.
This
that's exactly what the Rashba is saying. Now, again, I don't know if I could do this l'chatzchila. I don't know if l'chatzchila I'm supposed to cook vegetables in all my fleshik pots and then use them afterwards. But if you only have one pot, right, you're on vacation or something, right? It's not so crazy. Not so crazy. Okay.
That's the question. You could do that with Achiva?
Shas Adchak is Kediyaved. If I only have one pot, I'm in a difficult situation. Again, when I camp, I go away during the summer. I try to take very few pots, right? Because there's no Kela Mikvah. So you can't just buy a pot. You can buy anything in the world in Walmart, right? But you can't just buy a pot, because where are you going to find a Kela Mikvah up in Maine? No? Very difficult. Okay, fine. These are some of the issues. Let's talk about something else. Rabbi will say today's a very important yahrzeit in Judaism. No? Lag Ba'omer. Whose yahrzeit is it?
Rama.
You heard me earlier.
No.
Well, whose yahrzeit did you say?
What? Rama.
The Rama, right. Lag Ba'omer is the Rama's yahrzeit. The pashtus is, by the way, that there is no real evidence in normative Jewish sources that Lag Ba'omer is the yahrzeit of the Rashbi. Shteit Nishtin Zohar. It does say it in the Shar HaKavonis that was written by Reb Chaim Vital. But everyone who learns a lot of Shar HaKavonis of Reb Chaim Vital knows it's a Dover Pasha. I probably don't have to mention it, but there are many mistakes in the girsas of that work. And there's another girsa of the Shar HaKavonis that Lag Ba'omer is the yahrzeit of Shammai and Hillel, not the Rashbi. It happens that in early sources, if you look in Benjamin of Tudela's travelogue, when he went to Meiron, to visit the kever of Shammai and Hillel, Kayadua. Right? So the whole Lag Ba'omer thingy, Munjingi, right, is a. And Chaim Vital died in 1620, no? Chaim Vital died in 1620, so it's pretty recent. It was like yesterday. So Lamaisa, this whole Lag Ba'omer with the Rashbi is not Pasha. But one thing that we do know happened on Lag Ba'omer is that Reb Moshe Iserlish, Moshe Emes Sayrosay Emes, was Nifter in Lag Ba'omer. The Ramo, when he was Nifter, was either age 33 or age 37, just to give you guys some serious Chalishas Hadas in terms of what a Jew can accomplish. The Ramo, I have a series called Halachic Men, that you can listen to on YU Torah, where I go through the personalities of the Mechaber and the Rama. The Rama was unbelievable. He was unbelievable not only because he's like the father of Ashkenazi halacha, the way we paskin it, but through the Rama taking the Maharil, etc., but he's unbelievable because he was both a philosopher and a mekubal. No? People don't realize that there's the Torah Chatos that the Rama wrote, which is on Yeridei. If you don't know what the Torah Chatos is by this point in the year, please leave now. Right? But there's the Torah Chatos. There's also the Torah HaAsham. Torah HaAsham is Rama on philosophy, no? The Rama wrote a parish on the Mora Nevuchim. The Rama wrote on Kabbalah. The man was 33 years old when he was Nifter, and he was the Rama. I mean, like, you can't talk enough about the godless of the Rama. It's unbelievable. So we have to learn the Rama. And to get a sense of the methodology of the Rama in learning halacha, you see something fascinating here. The Rama, on the one hand, writes in his Hakdama to Shulchan Aruch, in the Hakdama to Darkei Moshe, the Rama writes that I disagree with the methodology of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef tried to paskin shailas based on his Bezdin of the majority of the Rif, Rambam, and Rush. And the Rama writes that that's not a good methodology of paskin halacha because we have a rule of Hilchus HaKabasroi. They're supposed to paskin like the later Svarim. Who are the later Svarim? The Isser V'Heter HaAruch, the Shari Dura, the Hagoyz Shari Dura, the Ugur. No? The Beis Yosef writes that basically he hated the Ugur. Beis Yosef felt that the Ugur is like a work, it's like a kitzer work, it's not. But the Rama writes that these are the books, Shemipihem, Anuchayim, these are the Basroi, that he says. And also, the Rama writes that the Mechaber does not really give enough weight to Minhag and our Minhag in B'nai Ashkenaz, which he meant, by the way, not all of Ashkenaz. The Rama lived where?
Yeah.
Not really in Krakow, he lived in Kazimierz, which is the Jewish ghetto in Krakow. Right? So he means he's B'nai Ashkenaz because the Jews from Germany went up to Poland, basically in the door of the Rama's Rebbe, Reb Shalom Shachna, who was the Rebbe of the Rama. That's when the Jews first settled in Kazimierz. The official get in Shulchan Aruch is the get that's written in Kazimierz, Moshe de Yasva Nahar Visla Vanahar Vilga. Right? That's the official get in Shulchan Aruch that the Rambam tells you how to write a get in Kazmiras. Okay, that's the Rambam. The Rambam sometimes is confronted by Yestira. You see, on the one hand, he tries to paskin Shilas based on the Basroi, the most recent Sfarim, the Hagai Shari Dura, the right, Isaveta Aruch, like we said, the Agor, these are the more recent Sfarim. On the other hand, Minhag also plays a role in paskining Shilas. On the third hand, right, Lamaisa, the Ramah, is not just like a Minhag Jew. Right, the Rambam is going to be someone who says sometimes Minhagim are wrong because they're against the Gemara. And now I encounter something called the Patlet. The Patlet. The Patlet is mamish, a paradigmatic case of the way the Rambam learned Halacha. Makor Mekomo Tameh, but if you want to look in Dr. Sperber's Minhagei Yisrael, he deals with this at great length. He has an essay about this Rambam. Fine. Now, there is a Minhag that's found in the Hagoyes Shari Dura Lamed Hei Ois Hei, that even though no Sintan Lefgam is permitted, but no Sintan Lefgam in the Kisui Kedera is going to be Aser. If I have a Kisui Kedera, if I put a Milchik Pat cover on top of a Fleshik Pat, even though the Milchik Pat cover is not being used in 24 hours, it becomes Treif. And everyone and their uncle and all the Mefarshin on the Hagoyes Shari Dura try to deal with this issue, like what on earth are you talking about? It's Lamed Hei Hei, it's on page Sadi Aleph in this version. And there's also a issue in the Girsa of Hagoyes Shari Dura, because there's a difference between Hagoyes Shari Dura, the Defus Cambridge, and the other Defus of Hagoyes Shari Dura, which they point out over here on the page. So it's very hard to know what's going on. And there are five or six different mahalchim as to why we would asa nosin tan lufgam by kisui kedera. And they all make it to the patient Shulchan Aruch if you know how to read carefully. Right? So let's go through some of these mahalchim. Let's talk about the Mevosha Arim. The Mevosha Arim is Reb Nosson Shapiro. Reb Nosson Shapiro also wrote the Megala Amikus. He's a Mekubal. He was also the Rebbe of the Shach. Right? Reb Nosson Shapiro, the Rebbe of the Shach, wrote the Mevosha Arim, which is a parish on the Hagoyes Shari Dura. You have to realize that Yidden at this point, this is what they're learning. Right? So the Gedolei Hadar are writing commentaries on the Shari Dura, no? That's what they're writing. So in Reb Nosson Shapiro, in the Mevosha Arim, he argues that an Isser al Yidei Rzeya is more chamor than the fundamental Isser. You see, what he argues is that everybody who cooks knows that there's something called evaporation that takes place. And what evaporates away is the water. But the real Isser is going to remain there, and the real Isser is going to hit the top of the pot. And that real Isser is never going to become huklash because it's much more potent because there is no mayim left with it. That's his mahalach to explain why the pot cover is going to be usser. Another reason why we could assume that the pot cover is going to be usser is also found in the Mevosha Arim. He says, you know what? We're not talking about a normal pot cover. We're talking about a kisui ha'osui mi batzek. A pot cover that's made out of dough. And everybody knows that Noisin Tan Lefgam is true in Kalim, but there's no din of Noisin Tan Lefgam in Ochlam. Not bad. Right? Shach's Rebbe, I can learn in Abyssal. Fascinating, by the way, the Shach doesn't quote it. No? The Shach Mustama knew what the Rebbe had geschrieben, but he doesn't quote it. That's the Mavo She'arim. In the Imre Bina, in the Shari Bina, the Imre Bina at the bottom, he writes what I consider to be the most reasonable Perush. He says that maybe the pshat was that they had like one cover for 10, 20 different pots. And as you're cooking, right, you keep on, like, whenever the pot needs to be covered, you take this cover, you cover it up. So therefore, his taina is that the kisui kedeira, I can never be sure, is eino ben yomo. You think it's eino ben yomo, but we're choshesh that it's milsa de rami alei de inish, milsa de lo rami alei and milsa de lo rami alei de inish, ovid velomi daite, that maybe you use this cover to cover the pot, and you don't remember. So you think it's Eino Ben Yomo, it's really Ben Yomo, therefore we say Kisui Kedeira is also. I think that's actually the most reasonable perish. That's what it seems to me. There are other explanations, and this is the official explanation that's endorsed by the Shach and the Taz, which is that we're only talking, and the Maharshal has this, in the Mechoinis and Ateresh Shlomo, which is a perish on the Hagos Shari Dura. By the way, why did the Maharshal not write a perish on the Shulchan Aruch? Why is he writing a perish on the Hagos Shari Dura? The answer is because in this Dar, they didn't accept the Shulchan Aruch, or many didn't accept the Shulchan Aruch. The Chiddush of the Shach and the Taz is that they felt the Shulchan Aruch is a binding work. Many of the Mefarshim, right, the only Hadar, the Lavush, is all, the Maharshal is a contemporary of the Lavush, no? They're all at the same time. They didn't accept Shulchan Aruch. So Maharshal writes a commentary on the Hagoy Shari Dura, no? Makes sense. So Maharshal writes that we're only talking about narrow pot covers. A narrow pot cover. In the Makar Makomo Tomei book that we mentioned earlier, so he gives you lots of pictures. You guys know what I'm talking about? With that book? You know. Okay, you'll explain it to everyone else after. Right? So in that book, he gives you lots of pictures of what medieval pack covers looked like. It was not uncommon for medieval pack covers to be pointy at top. And what's the concern if it's pointy at top? The concern is that because it's pointy, so maybe you won't be able to be mekaneach. Maybe there's going to be be'en there. We know, even though there are 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Gimel, that maybe a Dover Ben can become nice and tan lufgam, but it's not accepted. The day that Dover Ben can become nice and tan lufgam seems to be rejected. And because it's like so narrow top, I won't be able to wipe it off, so therefore it's going to be treif. No? That's what it says. So there are many explanations for this minhag. The Rambam writes in the Darkei Moshe that this minhag of kisui kedeira being treated like it's nosin tan l'shevach even after 24 hours is a terrible minhag, he writes, because it's mafsid mamonam shel Yisrael. No? Because people are going to lose money based on it. It's also a terrible minhag, the Rambam writes in the Darkei Moshe, because it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says that I have to make a gezeira kedeira eina ben yomo ato ben yomo. Were this to be correct, the Gemara should have said something better. I make a gezeira of the kedeira ato the kisui kedeira. That's actually a brilliant chap, no? The Rama actually can learn an eichet, right? The Rama says we should make the gezeira of the kedeira ato the kisui kedeira. So the Rama writes it's a terrible minhag. He would like to get rid of the minhag, but it's a minhag. So Rama says, you know what? If it's a minhag, I can't get rid of it. But, right, what I'll say is, whenever there's any sniff l'hakel, you should not uphold this minhag. And that's the way he basically writes. If there's any amount of hefsid, you get an impression, even if it's a hefsid tzas, or if it's l'tzayrich Shabbos, or any tzad l'hatir, you could be mekel on the kisei kedera. Right, that's the psak of the Rama. Right, in other words, what the Rama is trying to do is to balance the two halachic methodologies. Right, on the one hand, I'm bound by the Basroi and the Minhag that developed. And in places where there is a Minhag, we'll uphold this Hagoy Sharidura. You can't just dismiss a Minhag, Chevra. It's a Minhag. But it's a Shver Minhag. It's like against Gemara's. It's going to destroy Jewish Parnassah. Therefore, any Tzad L'Hakel, don't hold to the Minhag. Ad Kan Divrei HaRamah. Now, the best beer for this minhag, or the beer, I shouldn't say the best beer, because I actually like the Shari Bina's explanation better, but the official explanation is the explanation of Shach and Taz, quoting the Maharshal, that the Kisui Kedera that's narrow is when there's a problem, and if you look in the Makar HaDavar, in the Maharshal, he's only talking about if it's a kisui shel cheres. Right? Which would mean, if you ever get a shayla of a pot cover, what's the din? Right? Who uses cheres pots? They don't have cheres pots? That's uncommon, no? It has to be a kisui that you use regularly, fine. Now, there's also a bit of a discussion here, because the Taz, in his Mekayin, in the way he defends this minhag based on the narrow pot cover, the Taz says, Im Kain, if you have Shishim Pa'amim, the narrow space at the top of the cover, so it's going to be mutter. That's what the Taz says. Shach doesn't sound that way. The Shach writes that we're worried about some sort of Chanan, and unique Shishim Pa'amim Samach Aleph, no? 60 times 61, which is what the Shach said in the Maram of Rutenberg's case in Sadi Beis, when the Tipa is Nafla Kineged Haregon. What's the reasoning of the Shach? Why do you need 60 times 61? L'cha'ayra, the Taz, sounds very reasonable. There's a tiny drop of stuff up on top in that narrow space. If it's going to fall down, so Shishim is Mutter. Why the Shach say Nishishim Keneged Samach Aleph? So Feivel points out on page Reish Chav Ches that there's a shtickle tells how the fum in the Shach. The Shach writes that the Zeya Shal Basar is Oila Lamaila Ad Shishim Kenegdo Ad Shena'ase Masha Be'en Nevela. The Shach sounds like he's worried that the Be'en is going to become Nevela, meaning the tiny bit of stuff up at top that's stuck in the middle. Reb Feivel says he doesn't think that's the pshat. Because if you only worry about the be'en that's nevela, you're still going to have a heter in the pot itself, based on the amount that you have. Rather, zuck Reb Feivel and Beyer of the Shach, I'm worried that the zeya is nasa nevela. All of the steam that goes up, right, comes in contact with the cholov that's up on top. All that steam is nasa nevela. And once that steam is nasa nevela, the steam is going to make the balua in the kisui hakedera also nevela. Therefore, the entire kisui hakedera is going to be treif. And then I don't have shishim kenegdai. Now, that is the beer of the shach. Hagon Rabbi Akiva Eger, however, raises two objections to the shach. Objection number one is, he says, one second, what are you worried about? You're worried about that the Zeya is going to be Nasa Nevela? But the halacha is that if the pot is steaming and a tipas cholo falls on the pot, we view it like it fell right into the entire rite of right away. And I'm not worried about a chanan, no? Right, didn't we have that in Sadi Beisif Zion? Tibas Cholav Shenofla on the pot when it is kineged, when the pot is boiling, so it's as if it fell right in. Right? The Taz objected to that Rambam, but that's what the Rambam paskin. The Shach was Mekayim it. So, first of all, Frekt Rebbe Kiva Eger, why would we assume the entire Kisui became treif? Second of all, Frekt Rebbe Kiva Eger, the entire Kisui is Eino Ben Yomo. And Eino Ben Yomo can't be Hanan. So what on earth is this chumrah to say Chanan on the entire Kisui HaKedera? This is the kasha that Hagon Rebbe Kiva Eger, the two kashas that Rebbe Kiva Eger asks on the Shach. The answer to these kashas is something that we said yesterday, that we've said before. Ayin Tarvis Habayis, page Yud Tes, and page Lamed Vav, where the Rashba and the Ra'ah discuss whether the balua and the kli itself is bad tasting, or whether the balua and the kli tastes good, right? And just when it comes out, it will adversely impact what it comes out into. If the balua and the kli tastes good, if it's geshmak of blias, no, yum, 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 best blias ever. So if that's the case, so then we could possibly say that there's chanan in the kisui hakedera. That's what it says in the sefer of our dear beloved friend, the Kinyan Deya, not the Megillah Sefer. We haven't quoted him in a few days, although he does set up the sugya very nicely. You want to read his essay over here, but we just quoted the Kinyan Deya, not the Megillah Sefer, for that explanation, very similar to what we quoted yesterday from the Yad Yehuda. Okay, Chevra. We should have a mincha without tachnun today, in honor of like Ba'omer, and we should have a very good day. We're going to, Yirtzeh Hashem, go on to Tzadi Daled next week. Monday is a yontiv, but I would like to say shir anyway. Okay, Chevra? We'll have shir on Monday, God willing, because we got to keep on moving. Right? That's the basic goal of life. I don't know. By regular time.
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. Regular time. Troublemaker.